dreams just random images fired from an unconscious brain during sleep? Or something much more important, like life-saving inner guidance? How dreams can be healing and early warning tools for disease, financial crisis, or success? And love is still one of the behavioral science's greatest unanswered questions. Hello, I'm your host, author Kat O'Keefe Canavis. Welcome to Dreaming Healing, where dreams and cutting-edge scientific research meet on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Dreaming Healing is every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, when you can call in and ask Kat questions about your amazing dreams. Talk on air. Call toll-free 833-220-1200. That's 833-220-1200. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Good evening, everyone. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to Dreaming Healing. I'm your host, Kat Canavis. This show is live video. So if you're only listening right now and you'd like to watch, you can actually go to my website, Kathleen O'Keefe Canavis, or you can type in The Queen of Dreams into Google search and it will bring you to my website. I'm also going to be live on my Facebook page tonight, Kathleen O'Keefe Canavis, author, speaker, dream expert. If you need to search it, it's Kat O'Keefe Canavis, public figure, and that's K-A-T-O-K-E-E-F-E, K-A-N-A-V-O-S. So last week, our show title was All Things Wellness Number 2 with co-authors Coach Peggy Willems and Dr. Marcus Vetstein. And actually, it's Vetstein. And publisher, contributor, author, media partner, Teresa Velarde. And it's archived on my Dreaming Healing webpage. So tonight's show is titled All Things Wellness 3. And again, we're blessed with author Coach Peggy Willems, contributing author and media partner Dr. Pat Vasily, and James Redfield, author of The Celestine Prophecy, who wrote the foreword for the book we're going to be discussing tonight, The Fourfold Formula for All Things Wellness. So tonight it's going to be more wellness story time. Everybody was texting me and saying, oh, I love the story time. I mean, it just touches our inner child, gives us information we really need, but in a way that it's just takes us back to when we were young, running around, all happy, all healthy. So can focusing on wellness rather than sickness make a difference? That's our question tonight. That's what we're going to really be focusing on. And our health experts tonight say yes, and they're going to explain how and why. But first, we're going to start the show with my very favorite protection and clearing meditation. If you're driving and listening to us, please don't close your eyes. This really will still work. So what we're going to do is take in three deep breaths for those of you who are new to my show. We're going to hold them. We're going to let any negativity get in there. We're going to blow it across the room into the purple flame of Saint Germain so that we don't litter the universe. And then I want you to think about a power gift. Your power gift can be anything at all that's powerful to you. It can be a pair of glasses that you broke, but you've had for 20 years. That might be your power gift. It can be your favorite stone. It can be a piece of jewelry. Anything that means love and is positive and is powerful to you. Okay, ready? Just listen to my voice. Settle into your chair, whatever you're sitting on, floor, whatever. Feel yourself sitting deeper and deeper. Take a deep breath in. Close your eyes and breathe in really deep. Fill your lungs with the breath of life. Imagine any negativity that you picked up this week, getting into that breath of life. Maybe something someone said to you, into the breath of life and blow it out across the room into the purple flame of Saint Germain, where it's converted into beautiful golden light and returned to the universe. Again, deep breath in. Hold it. Think of maybe something you said to someone else that was a little negative. Catch it in that breath of life. Blow it out across the room. One more time. Deep breath in. Hold it. Think of something that maybe happened to you when you were little. And it's something you carry around with you. Put it in that breath of life. If it's negative, and let's blow it out. Across the room, into the purple flame of Saint Germain. Now imagine holding your power gift in your hand, whatever it might be, and swing it all around your body, creating this beautiful mirrored bubble around you. This is your protection bubble. And only that which is of the highest and best, brought by your spirit guides, can enter this mirrored bubble. Everything else is reflected back from whence it came. We wish it so, and therefore it is. When you're ready, open your eyes. If you need to get more grounded, put your hands together in the prayer form. And that's to activate all of the power points in your body and your chakras. I know they always show it as prayer, but that's what it does. You're pressing on your power points. So, welcome to the show. I want to introduce you to our guests tonight. They're an amazing, amazing panel. We have, first of all, I want to quote Ralph Waldo Emerson. He's one of my favorite people. And he said something that is so true. He said, the first wealth is health. And I believe that with all my heart. You can be the richest person in the whole world, but if you're not healthy, what good is all that money? You can't do what you want to do. You might be in pain all the time, but you could be someone who just barely squeaks by. But if you have your health, you're wealthier than the wealthy man without it, because you can do anything. You can continue to grow. You can continue to live. So our health is so important. It is more important than money. So our guest tonight is Coach Peggy Willems. You may have remembered her from a couple of other shows I did in the last show last week that you can find on my Dreaming Healing website. She's a co-author of the Fourfold Formula for All Things Wellness, and she co-authored it with Dr. Marcus Vetstein, who was on the show last week. Coach Peggy is a trendsetter for 30 years, shattering the norm as a personal trainer, sports performance nutritionist, health, wellness, and life coach. She's also a manager of multi-million dollar medical clinics and much more. You can learn more about her if you go to my website on Dreaming Healing, and that's peggywillems.com. Not Williams, Willems. peggywillms.com. Our second guest is Dr. Pat Basile, and she's a leader in the field of human potential and the creator of the remarkable epic world. As a top host of the internationally acclaimed The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by, number one positive talk in Seattle several years running, the show reaches millions of people each year and is broadcast on hundreds of AM, FM digital networks and 165 countries. You can learn more about her at the Dr. Pat Show. And our third guest tonight is James Redfield, an American number one New York Times bestselling author, lecturer, screenwriter, and film producer. He's notable for his 1993 novel, The Celestine Prophecy. James wrote the foreword to the book, The Fourfold Formula for All Things Wellness, by the co-authors, Coach Peggy Wums and Dr. Marcus Wittstein. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All of these bios, again, are on the website on my Dreaming Healing page, and they're hot, so you can click them. So this is our third interview in the All Things Wellness podcasts, and our previous two interviews are in the live chat and on my archived page, the Dreaming Healing YouTube playlist, or just Google Coach Peggy Wums on Dreaming Healing, and it will come right up. So we want to pick up from that previous interview, second interview that we did. So let's start with Coach Peggy. Coach Peggy, I know that you gave a gift away on my last show. Are you going to be doing the same thing on this one?
I am. We okay. are going to extend through September. So the first five people every day who go to Amazon and buy the book, all they have to do is email me at peggy@allthingswellness.com, their receipt or their invoice, and they'll receive a free autographed copy of the book. Mm-hmm. And then we also want to say that until Thursday at noon, you can catch a Kindle version for $1.99 on Amazon.
Excellent. So we'll probably have you, tell us that again for anybody who comes in a little late. So I want to start tonight at the very beginning of the book. And I'd like to start with James Redfield. So James, in the beginning of the book and in the foreword, you said, in fact, I believe we are now reaching a concession about dumping the idea of sickness altogether and replacing it with wellness as a primary goal in life. James, tell us a little bit about this sickness versus wellness thought in our minds when we're trying to get well.
Well, thank you for having me on. I love the book. It's, the charming thing about the book is there's so many participants, so many different stories and points of view. And that's just heart-filled. But it's so central, really. And it captures a wave, I believe, of a movement toward wellness. Mm-hmm. Without stepping on any toes, carefully, I'll just say there's a paradigm shift happening, and that moves us away from trying to fix symptoms, trying to intervene in somebody's life with powerful things, and I'm talking about pharmaceuticals mainly, mm-hmm. To get rid of symptoms when there's a real lack of nurturing the whole person within when there's something wrong. And I think that it's a sweeping change. If you look at the media, you won't find it there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Most of the media is still talking about interventions that are very, very materialistic, very, very cold. It's a kind of very old world out there in terms of treating people who are in some kind of distress with their bodies. So I think that wellness is the word. Mm-hmm. Wellness is what we should be saying, because it has certainly a physical element with our bodies, but it also has an emotional part and core. There's a spiritual part that is very, very important, because it's you know, it goes the deepest, I believe, with looking at what's wrong, what's holding up the our ability to stay healthy and alive and feeling alive and most of all feeling inspired, because the spiritual connection, in my view, lets that in, talks about it, makes it a real item in your life, you know. And because of what we've gone through with the pandemic, and I won't talk about the origins right here, but yeah, it was so hard and it was so isolating, the way they handled it, that it just created, I believe, a real shift in consciousness, because what that isolation, I think, stimulated people to come back to a more holistic idea of the human being, and certainly the spirituality. And, you know, to me, that's the core of, you know, opening up to synchronistic help that you get in life. See yourself as on a journey, get in contact with your ultimate mission in life, which you want, how you can help. And I think that what that is revealing is that the world is very much more warm and community can be built to a level where we can get vastly more energy and inspiration that we within us. And I believe that's the key ingredient on healthiness and coming to a place where you really feel well.
Mm-hmm.
And there are just so many, I could go on and on. There's just so many alternative methods that are becoming commonplace. They're not on the media. You can't find them advertised. But, you know, the alternative medicine is out there and you can find it. With alternative practitioners. Mm-hmm. And of course, they also take a holistic attitude. But along with that comes the technology of healing that we know works. Lasers, light color therapy, all the nutrients that can address the energy lapses in the body and organs that are not at peak performance, muscle testing, you know, muscle testing is a fantastic way of that the body speaks to a practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
You know, that is so often ridiculed. All these things are ridiculed by the big corporate medicine. And you know, I think we just have to.
Well, there's no money in it for them, so of course they're not going to, you know, be behind those. But I think that you touched on something really important, and that was the wellness, focusing on the wellness. And so I want to ask Dr. Pat, how can focusing on wellness, our mind focusing on wellness versus sickness, make a difference in our healing?
Oh, great. Thank you first of all, let me thank you all for being here. Jim, James.
I
don't know if you remember the first time you were on my show. Okay. All right. So April 5th, 2005 or 6.
Wow.
And oh my God, the show wasn't even called the Dr. Pat Show. You remember, it was like crust busting. And everybody's right. Like, I got to talk to this guy that wrote this book, right? So first of all, I think I totally mispronounced the name of your book 100 times, but then I didn't even edit it. But the reason I love what y'all are doing here with this panel is we're not just talking about a book. So I want to start with this. We're not talking about a book. We're talking about lifetimes of experience where people have kicked butt on the journey to redefine wellness. So, and the why do I say that? Okay, so look, if you look up wellness, who do you think the number one definition comes from on the internet? Pfizer. Let me just hang with me a minute, because I am going to answer your question. Mm-hmm. But you got me a little fired up here already today.
No.
When you look, when you're looking at a definition of wellness, and Pfizer, like, you know, that those people, and please do not delete this. This is a direct quote. So I just want you to go to the internet and you're going to find this. So Pfizer is just got a great definition. So wellness is the act of practicing healthy habits on a daily basis to attain better physical, mental outcomes, that so that instead of just surviving, you're thriving. Talk radio to thrive by. To understand the significance of wellness, it's important to understand how it is linked to health. Oh my gosh, I didn't know that. Send them the book, Peggy. Look, Jim said it, and I just want to get back to what he said. The dilemma for me is to bridge the gap between wellness and well-being. Now, I lost a very dear friend of mine who was the epitome of well-being recently, Olivia Newton-John, and interviewed her a bunch of times. She loved the network, the Transformation Network, Transformation Talk Radio. By the way, every network, any show I've ever done was born out of what, I don't think you call it this, Jim, an accident. There was no master plan. It was, I might as well be in Jim selling my books from a car, because literally that's what I was doing for the network. I mean, honestly, anybody that would talk to me. But here's what I loved about this, and we have to include this beyond this definition that I just read you. Every breath that woman took, multiple bouts with cancer, starting her own center in Australia, climbing that Great Wall of China, raising funds for that, creating one of the best CDs you ever want to hear, Grace and Gratitude. Here's the thing. No matter how sick she was, no matter how pale she looked, no matter how many images you want to bring up, she was the epitome of well-being. And well-being really takes into consideration happiness. Where are you inside? Mm-hmm. And you see, it's like what Jim was saying. We cannot continue to redefine this. So you asked me, what is the best way to do this? I'm going to give you my very secret. I'm going to give you my secret right here. The best way to step into a wellness and well-being attitude is the Vulcan mind melt. So if we can use the Vulcan mind melt by Spock, that's it. Now, I'm not joking. It's for real. You see, why do people relate to that thing? Because everybody wants to feel that way by somebody touching our head. And yet we so miss the boat that we have it within us. So here's the thing. So Jim, when you were on my first show, when you were on that show, you had no idea how sick I was.
Six
months after dialing a wrong phone number and paying a ridiculous amount for internet radio in 2003, I got sick. Mystery disease, but it changed my life. So that's what we're talking about in the book. Every story in this book, I don't care which one you pick up, I don't care what line you read, it's about this. I found out I hit a bump in the road. Some of the bumps in the book, Peggy, I'm telling you, some of them are just, forget it. Mm-hmm. But I hit the bump in the road. I annihilated the bump in the road, and I built my own road. See, this is what we're talking about. And the reason I'm answering this question like this, because Jim said it. We cannot have a paradigm shift on this. We need to annihilate and destroy the old paradigm and go back thousands of years ago and think about what people did to save their civilizations. Do you think if you go back like thousands, tens of thousands of years, and you look at us as a species, did we dial somebody to deliver a pill or a potion? No. So here's the question. If it worked for them, then what is it that can work for us?
Let our audience think about that question. and the answer to it during the break. We've got to take a break, but don't go away. You are listening to Dreaming Healing on DreamVision7RadioNetwork.com. I'm your host, Kat Canavas, and we'll be right back.
What if dreams can diagnose your life? What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Canavas, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Are miracles real? Can you move from mayhem to miracles? 30 prominent authors say yes as they share their high fives and down lows of challenges, abuse, addiction, and love. Experience hope, the magic elixir of miracles, through the personal stories of New York Times bestselling authors James Redfield, Dr. Bernie Siegel, Sister Jenna, Reverend Temple Hayes, and many more. If you like bestsellers, Chaos to Clarity, and Crappy to Happy, you'll love Crying and Laughing Through Mayhem to Miracles. Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope, available now on Amazon and in bookstores worldwide.
Did you know that every word you speak matters? What you say and how you say it can make or break a relationship or shift the outcome of any situation. Are your conversations making a difference? Faith in God, gratitude, authenticity, and giving are Teresa Velarde's heart. It's in this spirit that she's focused on making a difference in the lives she's blessed to touch. Conversations That Make a Difference is now on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Tuesday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Time, with live call-in shows every first and third Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern.
In a world facing annihilation, a miraculous African nun rises to become the first female pope through a web of war, murder, and betrayal. Loved by some, hated by many, she becomes the deadly target of Islamic terrorists and her own cardinals as she introduces a new vision that will either save humanity or accelerate its destruction. Four people must race against a nuclear holocaust to learn her astonishing secret. Pope Annalisa is available at petercanova.com, Amazon, and other online booksellers and bookstores worldwide.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
You're listening to Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. I'm your host, Kat Canavas, and we have a great panel with us tonight, Coach Peggy Willems. We've got Dr. Pat Baselli, and we've got James Redfield. And just before the break, we were talking about, you know, wellness versus illness. The end of the words are the same, but the beginning are very different. And so it's really a focus on, do you want to focus on the ill or do you want to focus on the well? And before we go into asking Peggy to comment on this, I want her to make her offer to you listeners again tonight concerning the book that just came out. Here it is right here. The Fourfold Formula for All Things Wellness.
All right. Thursday at 12 noon, you can catch your Kindle version because the book weighed in at 1.4 pounds. So you might want to get a Kindle version, $1.99 till noon on Thursday. But make sure you get your own book. So go out on Amazon, order a book, and email me at peggy@allthingswellness.com. And I will send you, in addition, an autographed book. And you can buy one, give one.
Love that. What a great
idea.
And you know, it's not that long till Christmas. Start your Christmas shopping now, so you're not standing in all the long lines in the cold order it, get it shipped to your house, wrap it up nice and pretty, and give it away as a gift. What a wonderful gift this would be. So, Peggy, do you want to touch on what Dr. Pappicelli was talking about, you know, the wellness versus illness, and how does that play in our society right now? I think what I'm really asking is, are we really focused on wellness, except for a few of us? Or is our main focus, if you look at TV, radio, listen to all the stuff, the billboards, is it focused on illness, sickness?
I want to answer that question, but I first want to say before Jim has to go, because I think you have to leave soon. I want to make sure I have the opportunity publicly to thank you. And, you know, I had you on my show in December and we sat across from each other and the energy was such a spark. And when I got off the show, just in talking about synchronicities, I want to publicly say this. That night I went to bed and Dr. Pat and I have our own synchronistic. I'll tell you soon. So I went to bed that night and I don't know, I had such a great show with you and I woke up and your name came out of my mouth and it just was James Redfield. And when I looked over at the time, which I do in the middle of the night often, it was 3:33 a.m. And I got up that morning and I emailed you and it was very honest and true to myself. I said, "Dear Jim, I know I'm nobody and you're a big deal, but I was just curious if you would be interested." You probably still have it. I do. "I was just hoping that you would write the foreword in my first book. We just connected, the energy just connected." And you emailed right back and you said, "We'll figure it out. You bet. Go." And it was, and here we are. So I want to just thank you.
Hey, Peggy, can I jump in for a minute? Because he does have to go. And I want to ditto that because I want to go back to your agreeing to be on my show. Basically a nobody, no name, some crazy internet show. Honestly, and I reached out to you and you didn't even blink. See, there's a level of humility that I love about this. And I love the message you bring, but also the role model you are for so many people. I know for me, Jim, that interview meant more to me probably than you'll ever imagine. And thank you, Penny. Thank you, Penny. You're Penny now. Thank you. Thank you, Peggy, for letting me jump in. Thank you, Jim.
Wow, Jim, you are really loved on this
tonight. Appreciate all that. I appreciate all that. You know, it's all about all of us connecting, you know, getting together on this. I mean, the world's a mess, but it's not a world that can't be changed and shifted. And all it really takes is a spiritual connection and drawing and broadening that connection into as many people as you can. Because, you know, what's wrong is the materialism of the health services. You know, it's mechanical. It's not feeling. It's not cherishing. You know, it's lacking in all that. And I think, you know, there's so many people that stand in as an alternative to that, that they have to literally propagandize and really kind of take over the media in order to keep us in that materialistic lockdown. And so it's what I see happening. I think it's a new timeline building. It's about getting connected spiritually, feeling a new consciousness with a connection to as many people as you can connect with. And just making that whole and making it another timeline. And I think that's happening.
Well, I know it's time for you to jump off, but before you do, if you guys have your books with you, James, do you have the book with you at all?
I don't have it right here.
Okay, never mind. If you've got
you want a
book,
picture?
Go ahead and mine it. I've read mine so many times. It's got all kinds of little things in it here. So we're talking about, for those of you just jumping on after the commercial, we're talking about the fourfold formula for all things wellness. And our James Redfield wrote the foreword to this book, which is just amazing. So thank you for being on with us, James. I don't want to hold you up any longer because I know you got to go. You have another commitment, but thank you so much for being with us tonight.
My pleasure, and good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Thank you, James.
Okay.
So, Peggy, I want to jump now to page 105 in the book.
Okay.
And it is the heart commentary.
Yes.
Okay. So
yes.
At the end of the heart commentary, you have the four key heart ingredients that you talked about. And I wanted to talk about values and integrity. And the part that I really want to talk about is we fib to ourselves and make excuses. We let ourselves down. This is especially true with goals. It's right here in the book. I'm reading right out of the book. Why do you do this? Is what number one is from values and integrity. So, you know, Peggy, address that. Why do you think we do? Why do we fib to ourselves? And I know I do. There are times where I'll go, mm-hmm. you know, that one little cookie is not going to make any difference.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do it because it's
easy. And I'm awake all night.
Yeah, we do it because it's easy. And who's going to hold us accountable when we're lying to ourselves? I mean, ourselves. It's the devil angel conversations that we have to ourselves that we justify and we minimize and we lower our expectations. You know, there's also conversely on the other side, those difficult conversations we have with ourselves where we don't give ourselves a break either. But when I'm talking specifically about goals and habits, it's tough. This stuff's tough. Wellness is not easy. I have no problem using the word hard. It is not easy. And most of it is that we don't have the support system and we don't really know what we don't know. And that's why I created the wellness wheel. And Dr. Pat was right there with every painstaking drawing we did. And I just really believe that the fibbing to yourself is just not knowing the data. Like, where am I in every single spoke of my life? Sit down, have a meeting. Where am I with creativity? Am I painting when I love to paint? Maybe not. Am I going on a date night with my partner? Maybe not. You have to sit down and think about all those areas in your life and truly how you're doing. You know, grade yourself, figure it out. Try to get a B. Just try to get a B. You know, you don't need to get an A. You don't need to get an A+. Nobody's going to give you a GPA. You're not looking for a certification in life or, you know, a master's. Just get a B and get by in all those areas. And, you know, the commentary is the reason we chose, Dr. Betstein and I chose to do that in each chapter, heart, spirit, mind, and body. He's a physician. He's an endocrinologist. He's truly Western medicine. Mm-hmm. And years ago when I was managing his clinics back in 2009, I came from a very Western medicine specialties. And as we've changed and our spirituality has grown, we blended together. We wanted to make sure that we balance both of those with our key, with our commentary to each chapter. So when you guys do read the book, at the end of each chapter, we've kind of given those four key ingredients, which match with the four-fold formula, which matches the four chapters, heart, spirit, mind, and body. Mm. And yeah.
That's great.
There you go. That was a lot of rambling, but
you know, do you wanna chime in on that, Dr. Pat? You know, why do you think we fib to ourselves? Do you ever fib to yourself?
I get my best ideas from rambling. So I just want to say right out of the gate, thank you.
Amen, sister.
I'm going to tell you, this is such an important, I'm really not going to take a lot of time, but I need to tell you how important this is. Mm-hmm. The idea of promises is so important to me because of the way I was raised and how many were broken, that I studied the consequences of broken promises for 10 years. I wrote a dissertation, it won awards. Postdoctorate won awards. But one of the things that was called out, Peggy did it, was integrity. Nobody studies integrity. When I did this dissertation, here's how out of it we are with this, because it's hard. Okay, so let's just be real here. Mm-hmm. All right, every vision statement, we are in integrity. Okay, no, because nobody's defining it. So when I went to do this dissertation, my committee said, you've got to define integrity, Pat. I'm like, why? Why me? Why me? Why do I have to do it? I'm never going to graduate. Nobody else has done it. And they said, you have to do it because you have 1,200 pages of interview notes of people that have been betrayed and broken. And when I looked at it, it's so simple. It's just what Peggy said. Say what you're going to do, then do it. If you can't do it, then have a very good reason for what got in the way of you doing it. And in the end, when all is said and done and you've broken the promise, You stepped out of integrity. Don't hide it. Face it and talk to the person you blew it with.
That's right. Now,
Don Miguel, my buddy Don Miguel, I love Don Miguel, wrote a book that nobody actually can do. I love the book. He wrote the book. And I love when he did it. Because Peggy talked about integrity, but she also talked about values in that chapter. Yes. If I remember that correctly. Mm-hmm. That's where the paradox comes. How many people do you all know that talk about, oh, I am so honest? How many people? And yet it's the behavior that dictates whether your integrity or not. You right? You understand? Because
yeah,
we talked about this before. Are we in wellness or are we in illness? Well, forget about the words. Just look at the behavior around us.
Exactly.
I did a study about 6 months ago because I had my two knees, knee replacement thing. Mm-hmm. So I could play table tennis, love table tennis. But I got home a lot and I happened to find myself commercials. Mm-hmm. Commercials. The only wellness type commercials I found that talked about being well was the Chuck Norris guy telling you how he wants you to be well. Right. And I bought the thing. I went out and bought it. Why? Because in the jungle of all of it and all the messaging, and even if you mute the sound, the images, I'm not in denial that people are sick. I'm not in denial that psychological and mental health has never been more critical in this world. I'm not. But I never talked about my illness when I had it, 10 years.
Right.
And my life changed because the angel lady told me to find a naturopath. And I'm telling you, this is early. I was not that person. So the angel lady telling me to find a naturopath that focuses on T3, I thought, you have got to be kidding. Mm-hmm. But it led me to Dr. Nooshin Darvish. And she and I went on a journey and we changed the landscape of this mystery disease, which it was. And we came out into the world and boy, did we become targets. We had bullseyes. Myself, Susan Green, a number of us did this. But you know what? What are you going to stand for? Are you going to stand for being well? Or are you going to stand for being not well? See, because the opposite of being well is not illness. It's this. Being well is playing to win. Not being well is playing not to lose. You see? See, there's well and a well mindset and a well heart and a well spirit. That's that. It's behavioral and mental and spiritual and emotionally based. And when you're not, you're everything else mm-hmm. on the spectrum of not well and sick or illness. If you're not here, you're like all over the other place. And so if people knew this, like what you're doing today here, the show, right? The book. Mm-hmm. See, people don't have information. They just don't have the information. But people telling their stories about what they've overcome, the level of resilience they've built, how they look at their world as being well, even if you have a mystery disease you're carrying around and your cells have stopped and you're doing a radio show and you refuse to talk to your listeners about how sick you are. I think that's the reason I got well.
Mm-hmm.
That and the angel lady and Dr. Darvish and a whole lot of things that Jim mm-hmm. talked about, on-demand machines, frequency. My latest is looking at the Resimax, the brain tap. I mean, now there are so many things. You know what our problem is?
Wait, hold on to that thought and you can tell us when we come back because we have to take another break. You are listening to Dream Vision 7 on, you're listening to Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. And we're talking with Coach Peggy Willems and Dr. Pat Baselli, and we're having a great conversation. So don't go away because we are going to come right back and we're going to be hitting some more really important things. If you're listening right now and you know a friend who needs some wellness, call them up and get them to listen to the show. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
What if dreams can diagnose your life? What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Canavas, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For over 40 years, Omega has seen more than 1 million people come through its doors to grow, learn, and find a greater sense of purpose. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 800-944-1001.
Why are we here? How can we be happy? Questions asked from millennials to boomers. Crappy to Happy, Sacred Stories of Transformational Joy answers them using true stories of grit, grace, and love. James Redfield, author of The Celestine Prophecy, wrote in the foreword, "This book is a seminar about emerging truths and offers grounded solutions through the art of the comeback." Dr. Bernie Siegel, a contributing author, wrote, "Bodies die, but spirits and consciousness survive and recycle." So, grab some tissues, open your book, and prepare to cry and laugh till it heals. Crappy to Happy by Reverend Ariel Patricia and Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas. Available from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers worldwide.
Darkest hours to brightest moments. Transformation from despair to happiness. And chaos to clarity. Real people, real pain, real healing. Life-threatening illness, death, abusive relationships, divorce, and overcoming addiction are challenges these men and women faced head-on. See how they emerged stronger and happier. Buy the new book, Chaos to Clarity, Sacred Stories of Transformational Change by Reverend Patricia Caginello and Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas. Available on sacredstoriespublishing.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, and we are talking about an incredible book today. It is The Fourfold Formula for All Things Wellness. And it would be a great, great Christmas gift. And yeah, no, it's not too soon to be thinking about that. Great Christmas gift for anybody. Put it in their stocking. It's a fabulous stocking stuffer. But just before the break, we were talking about wellness versus illness. And I think, you know, we covered some incredible things, but I want to go back quickly to Dr. Pat Buscelli, and I want to read you something, Dr. Pat, out of the book that you wrote, because you are a contributing author, and get your comment on it, and then I'm going to ask Peggy to comment on what you wrote. So you wrote, "There are many ways to climb out of a pit, and I found my own. I made it through all of that with what I call street smart spirituality." Yeah. "You are capable of the same. There is something about me," I thought to myself in that filing room, this time making sure I wasn't saying it aloud. I thought about it again when I applied for a job in the mailroom, and the woman who interviewed me said the same thing. Despite my poor performance during my senior year of high school, she still said it. I also thought about it when I made it from the mailroom into the clerical position. And once again, she told me the same thing. there is something about you. So, Dr. Pat, that's almost like something about Mary.
I'll tell you, thank you for reading that. Look, the point of that story is as follows. I've had many angels in places where some people think I shouldn't have. I've had many chances that most people wish they had one second chance. My life reads like a country western song. It's mom had me when she was an alcoholic and a drug addict. She committed suicide when I was 6. I was beaten in Catholic boarding school, homeless at 17. So the point of that with Doris Stoner, by the way, was the HR person in Bell Labs at the time. And I was homeless. I didn't even know I had that interview. Somehow my stepmom, who rightly kicked me out, somehow got, we didn't have texting. This is not texting. This is like, you got a job interview and you better make darn sure no emails. You get like a letter or you get a phone call, but I didn't get the phone call because I got kicked out. But I'm 17 and I'm roaming around New York City. And I'm from New York. And there's a version of spirituality I had to learn. You got to cut to the chase. You got to cut out all the middle people. If you're going to step on the pathway of spirituality, and I say spirituality because I've practiced many, many things. While I was homeless, the Hare Krishna people, I saw them. They were all dressed in white and they're banging the tambourine. And I'm hungry and I'm dirty and I'm there. I'm like, I'm over there. Can I play your tambourine? The next thing I knew, I was all dressed in white and I had a place to sleep. You can't be timid in your spiritual practice. You can't. You can't be afraid to ask for a hot dog you're digging out of a dumpster and the guy that owns the hot dog place is watching you and he asks you a question. You can't be timid when you answer him. And when the guy says to you, "Do you like that hot dog?" I said, "Yeah, I wish it was hot, but I like what I'm eating." I'm 17, mind you. He said, "What do you like about it?" He said, I'll tell you what I got to do for you. If you could tell me what's in that hot dog, exactly what's in that hot dog, I'll give you like fresh hot dogs. I said, "Oh, that's easy." And I read them off. I read them every ingredient off. I said, "But you got something in here that's different." He said, "What do you think it is?" I said, "I don't think. It's nutmeg." He said, "That's what's setting your hot dog apart." I said, "You trick people. You give them salt. Then you give them spice. Then you give them pork. Then you give them fat and you sweeten them up with nutmeg." I got a job selling hot dogs from a hot dog cart. But that story in particular was about Dan Vandermoss and the people that gave me chances beyond my wildest dream. So you see, when I talk about wellness, how spiritually fit are you? Are you spiritually fit enough to believe that somebody like me who could barely read and write, who picked herself off the street, do you believe enough that you would show up? This is such a silly story, that you would show up in front of a woman because you have no idea what the heck a Bell Labs is. And you would show up with your panty, with your not stockings ripped and poofy hair. You got your hair all poofed up. Half makeup on, half makeup off, mascara. You're coming in there with, I don't even know where those clothes came from. And I walked in there and she says, "There's something about you. I don't know. Your senior year of school, but you had to go to summer school, right?" I said, "I did." She says, "You were out 48 days in your senior year." I said, "I was." She said, "Do you know who we are?" I said, "Yes." I didn't. Okay. I did not know. This is Bell Labs. This is the home of Arnie Opensius, a man that I used to have bagels with. She said, "But there's something about you." She gave me a job and broke every standard in the hiring arena in Bell Labs history to put me in a mailroom at $61 a week. Why? Because I showed up spiritually clean. I showed up humbly. I didn't lie to her. I just showed up as me. Now, I'm a kid that stuttered, so I know the power of listening to questions. And I would hesitate and I would pause before I'd answer her because I would be afraid I was going to stutter. And I looked at her probably right before she made the decision. And I said, you know, I don't know if I'm going to get the job or not, but this interview changed me. And I shook her hand and I walked out. And I had gotten the job, but we don't have text messaging. So I had to wait for the letter. I almost didn't show up on my first day of employment because the letter went to the mother. I was not living at home. I was then at the hotel with the psycho lights, but I got the job. See, we could talk about wellness and promises, and Peggy does a beautiful job, but she knows this. You are never going to be able to keep your commitments to others if you don't keep your commitment to yourself. And that is what wellness is about. Mm-hmm. It's making sure you're following your own intuition. You understand who the God of your, I didn't even talk about, you know, being 32 years in recovery. That's a whole nother show.
But yeah, and we can't there. Because we're actually out of time. Believe it or not.
Just take Peggy's advice.
Yeah.
Read the book.
Yes. So I want to thank you both, actually James too, for joining us for exciting personal stories explaining how to balance your wellness and well-being by embracing the all things wellness wheel. And I hope you all get the book. And thank you again for being with us tonight. Good night, everybody. Remember, everybody dreams, but some dreams save lives.
Thank you for joining us this evening. And a big thanks to our producer. Tune in next time to Dreaming Healing for more cutting-edge research, live dream interpretations, and stories with radio host and award-winning author, Cat O'Keefe Canavas. Listen every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time with call-in live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Remember, everyone dreams, but some dreams save lives. Live your dreams. Find more about Kat at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. That's Kathleen with a K. O'KeefeCannavos. Or the Queen of Dreams on Google search.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.